Hello, this is Kelly Saperja from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada for Innovations, and today I'm here to demonstrate the 7128 Software Gamebook, the Perceptions Edition, from www.7128.com. 7128 Software is a company made up of seven people, based in Boston, Massachusetts, at Route 128, as they say on their website. And they specialize in producing games that can be played by people with various disability types, not just visual impairments. These include color blindness, people that are hard of hearing, or that have motor impairments. Of course, they do have games that can be played by blind and visually impaired people, and that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Their games primarily are of the puzzle or word game types. They also have a series of mystery games in their Inspector Cindy in Newport series, and we'll briefly look at one of them in this review, and they're all family-friendly. The Gamebook application is a way of organizing their games, basically. It comes with five games, one in the Inspector Cindy series, as we'll call it, called Death Knell, Kim's Game, which is a memory game, and three word games, Definitions, Crambles, and Completion. You can also use this program to play what are known as popcorn games, and these are little word or arcade games that they release from time to time on their website. And it's very easy to use. You can use it with Sappy 5 Speech, or you can use it with JAWS. I'm not sure if it supports any other screen readers. I believe JAWS is the only one at this time, although I do hope support will be added for others. If you decide, however, that you don't want to purchase the game book, that's absolutely fine. A lot of their games can be played without it. And they are fairly inexpensive. I've seen some that are about $5 all the way up to, I think, maybe $10. So that's a pretty good deal. You can buy the game you want, install it, and then, of course, play it. If you do get the game book, however, any new games that you install from 7128 will be added to it. So it makes it easier to organize them, really. That way you only have one icon on your desktop to go to. You can even, if you want, have some nice music playing in the background. And it changes depending on what game you're playing. One thing I should also point out here is that 7128 uses a coding system to indicate how accessible a game is. You might see a code indicating that the game can be played by blind or visually impaired people, or by people that are colorblind or hard of hearing. And it's important to examine these codes carefully when purchasing a game, so that you know if a game is in fact playable by someone with a particular disability. NI, by the way, means that the game can be played by people with no impairments. Now that we've discussed the game book, let's run it and show you how it works. For the majority of this demonstration, I'm going to use the game voice, as they call it, which is the Sappy 5 voice, and we're going to use ScanSoft Karen for that. And then in part 2 of this demo, which we'll hear on Innovations next week, I'll show you how one of the games works with JAWS. I'm currently at my desktop on the icon for the Gamebook program, and because I'm starting this for the first time, we're going to get a message telling us how to turn on and off the game voice. So, we'll press enter, and the program will start. Now, it may take a while because it's got to load the Sappy 5 voice, but that's okay.
The 7128 Software Gamebook is now loading.
So it's loading.
When this program first starts, the game voice is off. To turn the game voice on and off at any time, press the equals key.
There we go. We're now in the program, and I'm going to press equals to turn the game voice on.
Game voice is on. Welcome to the 7128 Software Gamebook. Use the Gamebook page buttons to select your games. For help, hit the F1 key. For blind-specific help, hit the F2 key. To play a game now, press the Enter key repeatedly until the game starts.
Alright, so we're told that we can press F1 to read the help or documentation for how to use the program, or we can press F2 to read blind-specific information on how to use the program. I'm going to press Enter to start the game.
1. Homepage button.
Now
new Gamebook pages include 4. Weeble page.
Alright, so now we're at the main menu. You hear that we're currently on item 1, which is the home page button. We also have some music playing in the background. not too bad, but I'm going to turn off the music for the rest of this review. So, I'm going to press the tab key.
2. Inspect a Cindy Page button.
I notice there's quite a delay from the time I press the tab key to when the Sappy 5 voice speaks. I wonder why that is.
3. Tyler Page button.
I've also experienced some long delays when using Shift Tab. Let's see if it'll do it here.
2. Inspect a Cindy Page button.
So there you go. That's quite the delay. I don't really care for that, I must admit, but
3.
Nothing I can do
Tyler
about it.
Tyler Page button. 4. Whipple Page button.
And you heard that it said that that was one of the new pages. That's, I believe, the Word Games page.
5. Popcorn Games page button.
We'll talk more about that in a little while.
8. Controls button.
And we're going to go into the controls page.
Controls dialogue. 1. Game voice button pressed.
One thing you have to keep in mind is when you're pressing a button, you have to use enter. If you press the space bar, it will basically tell you what to do at that point.
2. Screen reader button pressed.
Now, you hear that the game voice and screen reader voice buttons are pressed. That means that they are currently on, so if we did have JAWS up and running, we could use it in addition to the Sappy 5 voice, although I don't know if you'd want to do that, but you could turn the Sappy 5 voice off and use JAWS if you preferred.
3. Video button pressed.
Okay, there's video that will show you videos in some of the games.
4. Voice control button.
That has to do with voice recognition. We'll ignore that.
5. Big type button.
Big type. That's for large print users.
6. Captions button.
Captions for people who are hard of hearing.
7. Music button pressed.
Okay, there's the music button. I'm going to press enter to toggle it to off.
Music off.
There you go.
8. Idle twit button pressed.
Now we've got something here called idle twit. What this will do is if you don't press anything within a minute, you'll get a message basically telling you what to do at that point. I'm going to turn that off because we don't need that going on here. Now, for some reason, I didn't hear idle twit off. I thought I was going to confirm that, but I guess not.
9. Current speed is throttle 10 button.
Okay, I'm not sure what this does. We're going to leave that alone.
Escape OK button.
And we could press the escape, which will act as the OK button, but I'll press enter here.
1. Homepage button.
Regarding that homepage button you're hearing there, I was under the impression that that would take you to the 7128 software homepage, you know, in Internet Explorer or whatever browser you're going to use. But at least in my system anyway, it doesn't do that. It just seems to repeat the main menu, so I'm not really sure what the point of that button is. Now for our first game, let's have a look at Kim's Game. It's in the Tyler Games category, so I'll go to it.
2. Inspect a Cindy Page button. 3. Tyler Page button.
And we'll hit enter.
Tyler Games page. 8. Kim's Game save button.
And you hear that we're on Kim's Game, and it says it's saved because I was playing this a little while ago, and it automatically saves your place. The way this game is played is you're told to look for a specific number of objects. For instance, you might be told to look for a chair, a baseball bat, and a glove, as an example. Then you'll be presented with various objects, and you have to scroll through them in order to find the ones you need. You also have to match them in the proper order as well. It's a memory game, basically. So let's press enter here and see how it works.
Kim's Game page. Your game is reloaded. Score 28. Level 4. Begin study. Time remaining 45 seconds. Solution, chair, ring, blocks.
So,
to speak the study objects, hit the space bar.
Okay, so we're told that we have to look for a chair, ring, and blocks. We can repeat it by pressing the space bar.
Solution, chair, ring, blocks. Ring.
And you can also
blocks.
Move through these objects with left and right arrow keys.
Ring. Chair.
If you want to do that. Now, we're hearing a countdown timer.
Begin play. To select an object, type in its name, or use the arrow keys and hit the enter key. To speak the available objects, hit the space bar.
Now, as you heard, there was a bell sound there announcing that we're in the play phase of the game, but it got cut off abruptly. Sometimes it will do that. Other times it will play fully, but mostly I find that it tends to get cut off for some reason. At this point, we can either type in the name of the object that we're supposed to look for, or we can browse through the various objects with the left and right arrow keys. So let's go to the right.
Pliers. Sewing machine. Drill.
Okay, we're looking for a chair for the first item.
Scissors. Tea kettle.
Okay, there's another sound there.
Scissors. Tea kettle.
There we go, that sounds better.
Table. Chair.
Okay, there's the chair, so I press enter.
Selected chair. Success.
Very good.
Desk.
Now we're looking for a ring.
Lamp. Shell. Safe. Bars.
I think that high-pitched bell means that you're on the last object of that row, and then the lower-pitched noise means that you're on the next row.
Bell. Pail. Ladder. Soccer ball. Baseball glove. Tennis rackets.
A lot of objects here.
Ring.
There's the ring.
Selected ring. Success.
And what I'm going to do now...
Earrings.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to type in blocks. B-L-O-C-K-S.
Selected blocks. Correct solution. Level up. Score 66.
Very good.
Level 5. Begin study. Time remaining 1 minute, 7 seconds. Solution, pail, soccer ball, hat, pocket book. To speak the study objects, hit the...
Okay, so we got quite a few objects here. And you keep getting more as levels go up.
Soccer ball. Pail. Soccer ball.
Just moving to left and right. So we've got a pail, soccer ball.
Hat.
Hat.
Pocket book.
And a pocket book. And now we're just waiting for the play phase to commence. I do wish there was a way you could skip past this part and go right to it, but... The other thing you can do is you can increase the difficulty. There's a button, I think it's number 9, and when you press that... You can toggle the game from easy to hard. And then I guess you'll get more objects.
Begin play. To select an object, type in its name, or use the arrow keys and hit the enter key. To speak the...
Okay, yeah. Alright, let's see where we are here.
Pliers. Laptop computer.
Okay, there's a laptop computer.
Pliers. Sewing machine. Drill.
Now, we can also use the down arrow key. To move to the next row. It won't tell you that, but we're there.
Shell. Safe. Vase. Bell. Pail. Ladder. Pail.
Oh, there's the pail, okay.
Selected pail. Success.
Now, I'm going to try typing...
Ladder.
Okay, I'm going to try typing in soccer ball. Now, I don't know if you have to do it all as one word, or if you can press the space bar. Let's just try it.
Selected soccer ball. Success.
Oh, okay, that was two words.
Baseball glove.
Right, so we got the pail and the soccer ball. And I'm trying to remember what the other two objects are. Well, this is okay because I want to show you what happens if you get something wrong.
Tennis rackets.
Let's try the tennis rackets.
Selected tennis rackets. Incorrect solution.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis rackets. Study again. Time remaining 1 minute, 7 seconds. Solution, hat, pocket, book.
So we're back in the study phase, but thanks to the marvels of digital audio editing, you won't have to wait as long before we're back in the play phase. Okay, there's the countdown timer.
Begin play. To select an object, type in...
Oh, okay, we didn't know how to do that. So I'm going to type in hat.
Selected hat. Success.
Good. And...
Pocket, book.
And that's the other object we need, so I'll press enter.
Selected pocket book. Correct solution. Level up. Score 91. Level 6. Begin study. Time remaining 30 seconds. Solution. Laptop computer. Baseball glove. Wagon. Balloon. To speak the...
So that is a brief overview of Kim's game. I'm just going to press escape to get out of it and have it save the game for us.
Tyler Games page. Aiken's game save button.
And now we're back on the... Tyler Games page. Now, I want to show you a different game, and this one you have to purchase from the 7128 software website called The Orchestra Game. Now, I happen to know that it is the letter I, but I'm going to tab through this dialogue here just to show you what other games are available. Now, you'll hear that some of them say purchase. That is because we have to purchase that game in order to play it.
B to pick a no purchase button.
Okay, there's that one.
C, Tyler Slider purchase button.
Tyler Slider.
D, Raindrops purchase button.
Now, some but not all these games are going to be accessible. You may remember that I was talking about the various codes that you'll find on the website. It's very important that you study those when ordering a game, because then you'll know if a game can be played by someone who is totally blind or hard of hearing, as an example.
E, Snowflake purchase button. F, Spotted purchase button. Forthcoming game button.
Okay, there's a forthcoming game.
H, Picture puzzle purchase button.
I can guarantee you that one will not be playable by people who are totally blind. Like myself.
I orchestra save button.
And there's the one we want to play. This game is kind of similar to Kim's game, except that you're presented with various musical instruments, which will play, by the way. There are sounds associated with these instruments. And the way it works is fairly similar. You have the study phase, where you can move through the instruments with the left or right arrow keys. And then there's the play phase. Now, in Kim's game, you know that we had to browse for the various objects that we were told to look for. Well, not in this game. The instruments will be scrambled, so you have to unscramble them and get them back into the proper order. So let's press enter and see how this game works.
Orchestra page. Your game is reloaded. Score 200. Level 6. Begin study. Time remaining 35 seconds. Solution, tom-tom, alto horn, handbells, cello, concertina.
Oh boy, we got quite a few here, okay.
Help is F2.
All right.
Alto horn.
That was the alto horn.
Tom-tom.
Tom-tom.
Alto horn. Handbells. Cello. Concertina.
And the concertina.
Begin play. Help is F2. Cello.
Alright, so now we have the various instruments here, but as I say, they're all scrambled, so we have to get them in the proper order.
Concertina. Alto horn. Tom-tom.
I don't know what's going on, but the speech is really delayed there. Anyway, we're on the tom-tom. I'll press enter to select that.
Played. Tom-tom.
Okay.
Cello. Concertina. Alto horn. Played, alto horn.
That's right.
Tom-tom. Handbells.
There's the handbells.
Played, handbells. Alto horn. Tom-tom. Concertina. Cello.
There's the cello.
Played, cello. Concertina.
And there's the concertina.
Played, concertina. Placed all instruments. Tom-tom, alto horn, handbells, cello, concertina. Hit the 3 key to submit.
And now we can submit our solution.
Submitted solution. Correct solution. Level up. Score 230. Level 7. Begin study. Time remaining 40 seconds. Solution. Bass drum, trumpet, English horn, oboe, tuba, bell. Trumpet. English horn. Oboe. Tuba.
That sounds more like a bass guitar.
Bell.
Ow, ooh, that's harsh, but that's the bell.
Bass drum.
Okay, so we can go all through these.
Drum. Oboe. Bell. Bass drum.
Okay, and there's the countdown timer, so the play phase is about to start.
Begin play. Help is F2. Oboe.
And we're on the oboe, but that's not the instrument we want first.
English horn. Trumpet. Bass drum. Played. Bass drum.
There we go. I hit enter on that.
English horn. Trumpet.
There's the trumpet.
Played. Trumpet. Bass. Oboe. Tuba. English horn.
We got the English horn.
Played. English horn. Bell. Tuba. Oboe. Played. Oboe. English. Jump. Tuba.
The tuba.
Played. Tuba. Oboe. Bass. Bell.
And there's the bell.
Played. Bell.
Ooh.
Placed all instruments. bass drum, trumpet, English horn, oboe, tuba, bell. Hit the 3 key to submit.
I must admit, that sounded quite loud when all those instruments were playing at the same time. I'm not sure I really like that idea. I'll press number 3.
Submitted solution. Correct solution.
All right.
Level up. Score 301.
Very good.
Level 8. Begin study. Time remaining 40 seconds. Solution, harmonica, xylophone, harp, triangle, maracas, electric guitar.
Oh, let's see what they got for the electric guitar.
Electric.
Okay.
Maracas. Triangle. Harp. Xylophone. Harmonica.
All right. Well, I think we're done here, so I'm going to hit escape.
Tyler Games page. Orchestra save button.
And the game is saved. I will admit, I'm not sure I'm that impressed with this game. I like the idea of games based on musical instruments, even if it is, you know, just a memory game, but my biggest problem with this game has to do with the sounds. I find them to be fairly low quality, though I can live with that, but what I don't like is that not all of them sound very realistic. In fact, a lot of them sound like they've been taken from a keyboard or something. You remember I was saying that the tuba sounded more like a bass guitar? There's some other instruments I could name that fall into that category. And the accordion, I have to say, is the worst. It's only just 3 notes, you know, beep, 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 something like that. And it doesn't even sound like a real accordion. And I should know because I play an accordion. Also, I don't know how many other instruments are like this, but that bell that we were hearing, I think, definitely needs to be re-recorded. It sounded, as I said before, very harsh and quite loud, especially when all the instruments began playing at the same time there like that. But anyway, those are just my opinions about the game. And if you want to order it, it's only around $7. Anyway, I'm going to press escape to get back to the home page, as they call it.
7128 Software Gamebook 3.03 homepage. 1. Homepage button.
Alright, we're back on the homepage button. And let's go into the word games category here, or the Woople page. So I hit number 4.
Woople games page. F the definition game save button.
We'll go for this one, the definition game. It says it's saved. And the way this game is played is you're given a word and you have to select the correct definition of that word. So let's press enter and see how we do on this game.
The definition game page. Your game is reloaded. Score 520. Level 7. Begin play. The word is greedy. G-R-E-E-D-Y, greedy. Select its definition from the following choices. A, small or insignificant amount. B, to combine into a uniform whole. C, eager for wealth, avaricious. D, to show affection by stroking.
I like the way that it speaks and then spells the word that you're given. Anyway, the correct definition is C, so we'll press that.
Selected eager for wealth, avaricious. Success. Level 8. Begin play. The word is safe. S-A-F-E, safe. Select its definition from the following choices. A, free from danger. B, to decree, to give orders. C, a great deal of fuss and noise. D, the smallest unit of an element. Score 610.
Oh, we're doing pretty good by the sound of it. Anyway, it's A.
Selected free from danger. Success. Level 9. Begin play. The word is court. C-O-U-R-T, court. Select its definition from the following choices. A, the smallest or most minute amount. B, attention directed to gain favor. C, a humorous remark. D, to combine into a whole. Score 700.
Okay, I believe it's B, but this time instead of typing in the letter, I'm going to use the up and down arrow keys to move through the list.
B, attention directed to gain favor.
There we go, so we'll try this one.
Selected attention directed to gain favor. Success.
All right.
Level 10. Begin play. The word is Q. C-U-E-Q. Select its definition from the following choices. A, suited to the purpose or occasion. B, a hint, a guiding suggestion. C, to seek to equal or surpass. D, writing something that maligns another. Score 700.
Okay, now this is gonna be interesting. I do wish the definitions were a bit simpler to understand. To me, it sounds like they took these from a dictionary or something, but let's try C and see what happens.
Selected to seek to equal or surpass. Try again.
Yeah, that little sound there meant that I made a mistake. Okay, let's try B.
Selected a hint, a guiding suggestion. Success.
There we go.
score equals 870. The maximum possible score is 1000. An expert is a man who has made all the mistakes which can be made in a very narrow field. Niels Bohr.
And there we go. So obviously the game is now complete, and if I wanted to, I guess I could play a new game by pressing 0. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just hit the escape key.
Whoople Games page.
To get back to the...
F the definition game button.
Whoople Games page. And by the sound of it, it's cleared the game so that I can start over the next time. Anyway, I'm going to press escape again to get back to the main screen.
7128 Software Gamebook 3.03 homepage.
There we are. And now I'm going to show you one of the popcorn games. So I'll press 5.
Popcorn Games page. 1. Pop popcorn button.
We'll come back to this.
6. Purchase more games button.
We can purchase more games.
8. Controls button.
There's the controls button.
F1. Help button. Escape home button. 1. Pop popcorn button.
Alright, so the only option we have here is to, as they say, pop popcorn. So I'm going to press enter on this, and what it's going to do is it's going to pick a game at random from this category.
2. Crambles button.
Crambles, okay. If we want to play this one, we can. But we can also...
1. Pop popcorn button.
Have it select another random game for us.
2. Completion button.
How about this one? Completion. Now, the way this game is played is you're given a word with some letters missing, and then you have to fill in the correct letters in the proper order. So I'm going to press enter, and let's see how we do with this one.
Completion page. Time remaining 4 minutes. Puzzle letters, A, 2 spaces, I, C, S. To repeat the letters, hit the space bar. To change the solution, type in the missing letters in the correct order and hit the enter key. Time remaining 4 minutes.
So as you hear, we've got 4 minutes to complete as many words as possible. And we're told that our first puzzle is A, 2 spaces, I, C, S. And you can hear that again by pressing the space bar.
Puzzle letters, A, 2 spaces, I, C, S.
Alright, so I'm going to type in...
N, space.
So now we're on the last space, and I'll try T.
T. Puzzle letters, A, N, T, I, C, S.
There we go, just wanted to make sure those were in the proper order, and now I'll press enter.
Success. Antics.
Alright.
Score 96. Puzzle letters, A, S, S, E, 2 spaces.
I think it's going to be assets, so I'm going to try T.
T puzzle letters, A, S, S, E, T, space.
And S.
S puzzle letters, A, S, S, E, T, S.
Press enter.
Success. Assets. Score 192.
Oh, we're doing pretty good
puzzle
here.
Puzzle letters, S, H, space, U, space, S. Time remaining 2 minutes.
Okay, I think it's going to be shouts. So we'll try O.
O. Space.
T.
T puzzle letters, S, H, O, U, T, S.
And press enter.
Success. Shouts. Score 288. Puzzle letters, E, space, G, E, space.
Okay, edges? Let's try that.
D puzzle letters, E, D, G, E, space.
And S.
S puzzle letters, E.
Yeah, okay.
Success. Edges. Time remaining 1 minute. Score 368.
We've got a minute to go
puzzle
here.
Puzzle letters, L, I, K, space. E. Success. Like. Score 432.
Alright.
Puzzle letters.
Let's keep going.
S, space, L, T. A puzzle letters. S, A, L, T. Success. Salt.
That crowd sound doesn't sound right for some reason.
Score 496. Puzzle letters, P, U, 2 spaces, I, C.
Have you noticed that there's a little bit of editing done on that crowd noise? Okay, so we've got,
puzzle letters, P, U, two spaces, I, C.
P, U, two spaces, oh!
Score equals 496. Human beings are the only creatures on Earth that allow their children to come back home. Bill Cosby. Zero. New game button.
Oh, and it didn't tell us what the last word was. Oh well. Anyway, now we're on the new game button.
8. Controls button. F1. Help button. Escape games button. Success. New top score 496. Top scores.
Very good. Got into the top scores there.
Score equals 496. Human beings are the only creatures.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat the quote. So now I'll press escape.
Popcorn games page. 1. Pop popcorn button.
Ooh, bit of a delay there. And we're back at the popcorn games page. I'm going to press escape to get back to the home screen.
7128 Software Gamebook 3.03 homepage.
There we are. And that's all the time we have for part 1 of this review, but I hope you can join me next week for part 2, in which we're going to look at the Inspector Cindy game Death Knell. There is one thing I'd like to mention, though, before we wind things up for this part. You may remember that I was saying earlier that I wish there was a way to get out of the study period. Well, I just found out that if you press number 2, that's on the number row, during a study period, you'll be taken to the play phase. But I had to look at the documentation in order to figure that out, and the way I found it was by pressing F2, which will bring up the blind-specific help. There are controls during the study period, but for some reason, when you press Tab to move through them, they don't speak, so I hope that's something that can be fixed in an update. If you have any comments or suggestions about anything you've heard in this part of the review, you can contact me by email through my website at www.ksapergia.net. That's ksapergia.net. For Innovations, I'm Kelly Sapergia.